which one plays true. Honourable members, this is the report where our researchers have followed all the guidelines which we were supposed to follow in writing the report. We wanted to check that if you are confirming that this is the true reflection of the digital process, the presentation that we have had from the DBE and our entity, then that is the report that is maintained before you, honorable members. Any thing we've been looking for corrections and comments, in the absence of that, is there any move for the adoption of the report so that it can submit certain days? Honorable Davis?
I've just got a question because I think it's just my own. Trying to get clarity for myself on the process. This report, as I understand, would be now sent to the Minister for input into his medium-term budget policy statement. Is that correct? But, I mean, that policy statement will be this afternoon. So will he get this in good time for this afternoon so that he can make the requisite amendments in time for this afternoon?
Thank you so much, Honourable Davis, for that question. And I think that is a question that has been asked throughout Parliament that does not even affect us only. But the only thing that has happened, really, I can hear me well, Honourable Members, I'm not talking on behalf of the institution. I've got no mandate to do that. But what I know, what happened that concerns our portfolio committee, where there were even questions, I did receive even the questions from the office of the Minister of Finance, where some of the things, because the reporters in there would clarify and here to explain, but then it was not yet adopted as we are going to adopt it. That is why there is this pressure even from our side, because maybe there are committees, it should be all the committees, I agree. I cannot speak or talk on behalf of other committees. But I know that there are questions that are raised as to say how did it go away, you know. I know, but I cannot really talk on the scheduling and the programming of Parliament as to say why was done today other than next week, the following week, because usually we can all attest, usually the digital app takes 2 weeks so that is happening. I cannot talk on that. I know, I fully understand the question that you are posing, but I was taken when there were questions that were asked of it. I took it as if all other committees such things that happened to fit on what the minister will be saying this afternoon, because one of the important things again was to reflect on the findings and what happened the previous years and what is it that you know, those are the things that I can say, those are the questions that I have received on behalf of the committee, of which I think the same has happened even in other committees. Yes, Honourable Fadatman.
Honourable Davis, it's indeed asking a very relevant question, because if you only look at our city program on infrastructure, where at the last page it says that we request more money to finalise our city. And I'm not sure if everybody knows, but the city had a very late start, 2-3 years, not making targets, and final is 2016-17. So obviously through the year, I'm sure the department as well must be requesting money to things. But also, I mean, you know, it's not just about asking the additional money. There should be some serious conditions when you ask for extra money, and that must be adhered to. Otherwise, obviously, when we deal with this report in the House, there are some questions to be asked.
No, that's why I fully understand it. When you go to the House, everyone will be debating. That's why we fully agree. But what I'm saying, this is a short reflection. I will adopt it as it is. Then we'll go to the House, that is another issue. Yes, I know that the issues that will be raised will be debating in the presentation of the work that we do. Yes, too. then I
it's just out of curiosity on page 2, you know, Chair, on the bullet points, right on top, the process followed by the committee. Now, I mean, it is true, we did have in the last 2 days last week, 2 days in the last week, we did have the AG, we had the ministers, the department, the minister and the department, and treasury stuff, but all the reports like the State of the Nation address priorities, all of that, I think we must also just say that, you know, trends drawn from the reports and the reports on the budget goals. But in fact, our committee never really sat down and analysed the SONA address, particularly on education matters. And I would, as a way forward, also ask for us to, next year, after SONA, to analyse that and maybe the NDP specifically, because we get the documents, we read it, and we refer to it. But here's a committee that's never analysed and discussed that. And I feel that is important.
Thank you for that. But it does not take away that we have referred to those documents. But I think you are saying we must have a session where maybe we sit together and look at those documents. But no, we fully take that contribution in the future. Honourable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to respond to something that my colleague said about SCD, which is on the final page, on page 42. Because it says refer to 3.3 of this report. And when I try and find 3.3, it actually only goes up to 3.2, and then it goes to 4. Unless I'm reading it wrongly, but perhaps you can guide me on that. But I can't find 3.3 in the report. And maybe I'm just maybe I'm just not seeing it. If you can just guide me on that, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. It's an error. It needs to be omitted. I have to check it out. It's an error. Under observation.
Any other things to be raised? Thank you so much. Is there any mover for the adoption of this report with this correction that has just been effected now? Honourable Basson?
I move the adoption.
Can I propose that we remove the very, very last line for me, the program of social and economic strategy? It says the introduction. I think I'm not sure whether it's a point of emphasis, but that is how we introduce the report, to look at the programs that are crucial for, you know, for the strategy to fulfill the promise. I think it's just the repetition of something that is there in the beginning. If you can just remove the very last line for me, that is what I'm proposing that you do. I'm not sure whether you agree with me there, so that you can just remove that line. To appear, it's just one line at the end, like it's appearing, it has been covered. We're working on towards fulfilling the process. priorities of the NDP, fulfilling the priorities, the strategies that the government has put so heavy. Anyway, I'm not saying it's irrelevant, but it's covered, it has been mentioned. Unless you say you want it, but, you know, what are you saying, Honourable Members?
We support the removal of the surface, and that one, if it has been given such, is already emphasized.
For the removal of the portion on page 41, if you can just correct the numbering also, 41 and 42, take out the bullets better, I'm not capturing anything, just picking up the portion and change 41 and 42.
we start from the 4th of August, 11th of August, 18th of August, September 1st, 22nd September, 13th and 14th, those are the last ones. Those are the two for last week. Those, the last two ones. Can you study the set of minutes for the 4th of September, 2015? Sorry, August. Mm-hmm. 4th of August. Can you follow the process that you followed? Just doing everything, the corrections and issues that you want to report as we are moving on. Page 1, 4th of August, the committee on Mandela. Anything by the DBE on violence in schools, quality learning and teaching campaign. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Yeah, that's the last page. I take it there's nothing that you want to add or correct, Honorable Members. Any move for the adoption of that set of minutes? Honorable Ngoni?
Yeah. I move for the adoption of that.
Okay, and a second. Honorable Boshoff? Yes, come on. Thank you. Let's move to the 11th of August 2015. The same process should be followed. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. 9. Page 11. The last page, page 12. Remember, Honorable Members, even matters arising, I'm content. We don't even raise any matters, but it's fine. Like the set of minutes that we are looking at. We are looking at the conclusion. Yes, we are going to be receiving the briefing by nature. The issue of, yes, the issue of Department of Transport and the police is something that we are making a follow up. And I know, Honorable Members, the submissions that we get even from the independent bodies outside looking for the those are the things that have been pushed and we are waiting on and they're still coming back to the committee because we need to even to give the update on some of the things because we go back and sit and look at what is it that we have concluded on. So with that one is working in progress, next week we'll be receiving this presentation and we do. And next week I think we'll be coming up with an update as to say where are we, what is happening really with that transport, because even as I'm saying, even the pressure coming from the outside bodies, because you're saying that next week surely we'll be coming up with an update on this one, because there are so many things that we needed to make a follow-up on this set of things before even they were adopted. Okay, thanks to honorable members. Any movement for the adoption of the set of things for the 11th of November? Honorable Mkonto?
Thanks, Chair. I move for the adoption.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Any second? Honorable Kozla. Honorable Kozla, we are supporting. Thank you. What did you hear you say?
Yes, Chair, we support.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, has moved for the adoption of this minutes. Yeah, why are you asking Honorable Boswell? Any second, any second. Thank you, Honorable Boswell. September 2nd. Before we adopt here, honorable members, I got a privilege of sharing, though their request has not been taken to her in the house, but I was happy to share the experiences of the portfolio committee on postal services and telecommunications. This program of of the service providers, like all our teacher centers, if you remember where Overcom is working on most of our teacher centers, they are the ones that are, you know, that are dealing with teacher centers on the issues of self-guidance, connectivity, and so forth. So I'm not thinking, because I think we need to have a meeting. Anyway, it's one of the meetings that is scheduled as to say, how far is the issue of connectivity, the issue of, I don't know what you say, the ground that is there for our schools to benefit. What I picked up from them coming from their oversight is the slowness. Yes, to Vodacom, yes, our service providers are doing their work and we are thankful as they did, which we always say. But I was happy to get an angle from those who are working with these issues of connectivity, because one thing that they have raised in their report, of which I would request that report that I like very quickly so that we can share it with this committee. Overcom is doing a very good job, but the slowness of, should I say, the slowness of connectivity, of picking up the signals and whatnot, they say the signal is so weak that it does not benefit our schools, our teacher centers, in the pace that we want to. But again, I want to say, because I want to the Chairperson of Telecommunications and Postal Services, where these service providers were coming for the annual report to report. It was one of the things that they raised us to say, after the visit of that committee to those centers and picked up that, it's one of the things that they are working on all our teacher centers to make sure that the service, the signal, they upgrade it. So I think we also deserve to get that update, just to get to know what is it that they are happening, whether they are doing at the speed, the necessary speed, because I took it that maybe as a control committee, really, we did not have that competency of even checking the speed of what is happening, but through the network that we must be having with our committees where there are common things that we are interested in, I think it helps a lot. I was very happy to get there. So on the meeting, the next meeting, I must not be shown the program as to say when are we having that meeting together in telecommunication and the service providers, but I think that's one of the things that we must make and so that you cannot have a report saying things are happening. Yes, they are, but if ever there are things that they are picking up, it helps us a lot so that in our next oversight, it will be easy even to check on those things and know exactly if ever even the recipients that are using those facilities are aware of such things. Because for me, I just thought, I said, I wonder even those managers that are managing those centers are aware of such things that they must look at and, you know, even feed on us when we come in and do our oversight. But then it is on the 10th of November, we have to study.
Yes, still on this question, I wanted to check whether the department is going to give us a version beforehand so that we are able to go there, you know, well aware of the situation in the center, because I think it will be very helpful as we engage with all the centers.
That should be the mission when we get to the testing from the Department of Telecommunications. Because with the Department of Education, as I'm saying, we do have a list of teacher centers and all that, and that is what they know. And together with the Department of Telecommunications and the service providers, that should be the meeting where we'll be getting all the information that we need.
Because
but speak with you, not knowing even how to speak. That is why that is the network that we're saying we need to, but we did visit, we are still going to do that. But again, if you visit like this, not knowing how to, you know, it doesn't help. That is why this meeting will be helping us to know more as we move towards that. And I think the two departments, telecommunications as a first, even propose that we get one oversight where we can maybe go together and join committees on one or two so that we can see these things practically and know exactly even when we are on our own what are the things that we can quickly move out of them. Then move for this set of meetings for the 22nd of September, honorable members, honorable Corson, move out.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 22nd of September. Thank you, Chair.
By Honorable Kosa, any Kosa, any second?
Chair, I second.
Thank you. 13th of October 2014, just a meeting by AG on the Department of Basic Education audit outcomes. And the briefing by the Department of Basic Education on the report 2015. Please. Yes, Honorable Bosha, Pandora.
Chair, I don't have a problem with the page. It sits on this minute and the next one. Honorable Simong at the bottom became none. N-O-N instead of H-O-N. But we could make him a N-U-E, maybe, enough.
Sorry for the honourable members.
And I move for the adoption of this minute.
And I will call them
with
the adoption. The collection of M to H. And I will put one song. Thank you so much, honorable members. We are done. Next week, honorable members, it will be a little bit of a not that long, but we'll be having three items because we had to move one item today because we had to rush for. The submission of this report. We'll be having three items then next week. We'll be looking at the petition that has been submitted by another kind of that. Then we'll be getting a translation from me too and the school readiness for 2015 by the DVD. On Tuesday, starting at 9:30, the venue, COVID-19, at 1:20. Thank you so much for coming back to the meeting.